Part four, the struggle of freedom versus tyranny is the struggle of memory versus forgetting. In 1984, the book by George Orwell, the Inner Party was constantly changing the language, and they called it newspeak. Because in the hyper-normalization process, the language always has to change to mask and cover up the failures of the Inner Party and the totalitarian rulers who can never be perceived as failing. So it follows, or what George Orwell is trying to show us through this, is that sometimes if you study the language or watch the language as the language changes, it indicates or may indicate that something like this is happening where someone is trying to take over and tyranny may be at hand. I assert strongly that this is the case during the pandemic. This guy named Zuby, he made a very good comment on Twitter, and I'm sure he paid for it dearly. The newspeak translator is a conspiracy theorist, is anyone who does research at all and does anything for themselves. Anti-science is just questioning the mainstream narrative. Killing grandma is opposing the lockdown, the mask mandates, or house arrests. Essentially, any of the things I've made, any of the statements I've made in parts one, two, and three. And an anti-vaxxer is anyone who questions this vaccine, or anything about vaccines, really. So there's these whole new categories. You're an anti-science, grandma-killing, anti-vax conspiracy theorist is what someone might label me for saying the things that I've said about plainly verifiable historical fact and the events in the course of this pandemic. So I am trying to help people remember the history so that we can stand up against this tyranny. Propaganda and thought control, there's this concept of an Overton window where there's a range of thought that's presented that you're allowed to have. And so that's when you have two people on TV and they're arguing something, but they are essentially bookmarks of the allowed mainstream, narrative of thought. And over the course of this year, we've seen, on one end, there's the unthinkable idea that the pandemic or that Bill Gates, how dare would anyone think that, Bill Gates could be evil or something like this. And on the other side is this view or anything that's like, questioning the vaccine, or saying that you have adverse reactions or things like that. Those are both things that are far outside the Overton window. But gradually, as time goes on, other things, with the lockdowns and with the masks in particular, there was a, we saw a definite evolution as to how we perceived these things. At first, the masks, no one needs that. At first, even the coronavirus itself was called just a flu or don't worry about it, no need to shut down the borders and things like this. And the lockdowns were, lockdowns won't help anything. But gradually, and then also the vaccines, at first, we don't need to rush the vaccines. That would be madness, CNN said. And as time went on, this Overton window shifted radically to where you have to have the mask, you have to have the vaccine, you have to have the lockdowns, we have to shut down the borders, things like this. And the same thing is also happening now with the vaccine passport, there's this process by which these ideas are normalized through hyper-normalization, and that's a propaganda tactic to prepare you for an idea before it's later implemented. And so in 2020, anyone claiming there will be a vaccination passport, for instance, was a conspiracy theorist and was dangerous misinformation. In 2021, anyone opposed to the vaccine passport is a conspiracy theorist. These are radical changes that happened and what you're allowed to think and who's being called a conspiracy theorist. And these are the barest and plainest facts about the issue. Look at what happened with nursing homes in New York. 45 out of 50 governors did not force the COVID patients back in nursing homes, but five of them did. That was Andrew Cuomo in New York, there's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, California, and Michigan, And nearly all of the 40% of the COVID deaths were from these nursing homes initially. And that's what was able to feed the panic. And these same governors, especially Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, and Gretchen Whitmer, are still pushing the pandemic narrative as hard as possible about the lockdowns, about the masks, about having to have the vaccines, especially Gretchen Whitmer, who just today announced that ending the lockdowns is entirely dependent upon people taking the vaccine. And they have a history of getting a lot of people killed and have still taken no blame for it. Here's a good meme about a father talking about the son, telling his son, what is coronavirus? And you see, son, it all started when populist nationalist movements started gaining ground, and this led to protests. And in order to prevent these popular uprisings from affecting the powerful introduced a vaccine to control everybody and tell them to stay home so they couldn't protest. Don't see really any better explanation than that, but you cannot forget that the Yellow Jacket protests, the protests in Germany, what we call the Trump movement, the Trump rallies, those were all effectively shut down by the lockdowns. And before the pandemic happened, the people who are in charge of the pandemic, like Fauci and the World Health Organization, these wealthy Bilderberg people groups, were extremely unpopular. And now they're presented to us as our saviors. Let's go even further back in history. Here is 1996. There was already a Wuhan flu that happened and was deadly to the elderly. This is, in a way, happened before. Another important and interesting tidbit is that a very large number of microbiologists have died under very strange, strange circumstances. That's something to look into there. They were all working on highly sensitive government-funded research projects tied to bioweapons and viral pandemics. These guys have died in strange car accidents and sudden heart attacks at young ages, things like that, and that's all verifiable fact. Another interesting or bizarre aspect was that in the Frozen movies from Disney, the Entangled, or no, it was Tangled, not Frozen, she had been quarantined in a kingdom called Corona. Is that not strange? Can't forget that. These are all just many different reasons to support the conclusion that this entire pandemic was planned, and why we call it the plandemic. Here is Anthony Fauci in a virology journal saying that hydroxychloroquine functions as a cure and vaccine against viruses, against the SARS-CoV-2 type infections. And this was, I believe, around 2010, a long time ago. So, no, this is 2005. So in 2005, hydroxychloroquine treats coronaviruses and SARS, but in 2020, absolutely not allowed to even be said out loud. Here's there's a bunch of news articles back from 2018, the first time that there was a viral outbreak in the world. The Spanish flu, non-essential crowds barred, church windows must stay open, there's a flu curfew, police raid saloons, and war on influenza to keep everyone at home back in 2018. Why was that? It's strangely exactly 100 years ago, the same thing was happening. And here is, in the beginning of 2020, oddly, all of these articles were telling us not to worry about the coronavirus. We should de-escalate the war on coronavirus. As the coronavirus spreads, fear is fueling racism and xenophobia. The flu is a way bigger threat to most people in the U.S. than coronavirus. Here's why. This is a dozen articles about why it's just the flu. And then, strangely, in 2020, all the flu statistics disappeared. The evidence speaks for itself. Mid-coronavirus outbreak, doctors remind public flu is deadlier. It's a like, how did this even happen? You know, that it went from flu is deadly or don't worry about coronavirus to there is no flu, it's all coronavirus. We're supposed to just forget this happened and that and think that it's always been the same narrative from the same people when in fact it's radically changed over time. Masks have actually also been used throughout history as a form of subjugating people. Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their noses and mouths broke their will and individuality. It depersoned them and made them submissive. These are thousand-year-old tactics for subjugating a population. And we're supposed to also forget this ever happened. Like, masks are this is the first time they've ever been used or required for a civilization when not by any means is that the case. In 2015, a system and method for testing for coronavirus 19 was patented by none other than Richard Rothschild with a Dutch government organization. Somebody was patenting, a Rothschild was patenting coronavirus tests, 5 years before the coronavirus pandemic outbreak. It's a pandemic. They knew it was coming. They were intending it to happen. Here's also another report from Michael C. Rupert from a book called Crossing the Rubicon. By the end of February 2002, a statistically striking number of world-class microbiologists were starting to drop unnaturally dead all over the globe. And he investigated it and just found that the deaths of these microbiologists were bizarre and appeared like they were being killed. You can look into that yourself, but these are historical facts that at least it was considered suspicious even 20 years ago that so many microbiologists were dying from mysterious causes. In 1993, the WHO, the World Health Organization, announced a birth control vaccine for family planning. Published research shows that by 1976, researchers had conjugated a tetanus toxoid with human chorionic gonadotropin, producing a birth control vaccine. So the WHO has been studying birth control vaccines for a long time. And in Ethiopia and Israel, these treatments that are masked as injections have been given to people intending to sterilize them. So this is not a new thing. It's been studied that it is a possible thing if someone gives you a vaccine that they could later say that you became sterilized and the vaccine could have done it, but there's plausible deniability. But there is no way to deny that the WHO and others have been studying the way to sterilize people using things that appear to be vaccines. And also the same World Health Organization in early 2020, the virus isn't airborne, there's no need to close the borders, we'd only need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. WHO in 2021, anyone who doesn't trust us is an alt-right conspiracy theorist. So the story has changed radically, and anybody who tries to remember what the old story was is attacked verbally and labeled one thing or another. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese, and this is, of course, in January 2020, preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. You know, and that's from their tweet. That's from the horse's mouth. Not like a tweet is. I'm pretty sure that's going to be erased now, but we saw it and we cataloged it, and the story has radically changed. And if it was such a huge danger, January 2020 would have been the time to do something about it. But at that time, they were completely wrong about it. They have no credibility in this issue whatsoever. And again, these are, gets $1 billion from Bill Gates. And here's the WHO warning also that the PCR tests are more likely to give false positives, which I also spoke about in part one. And also these things, this story also changed as soon as Biden was sworn into office. Like, I mean, the story changed. They're trying to change the historical facts. And the story has changed again with the vaccines. Scientists say jabs alone will not currently be enough, and other measures are still needed. You know, so even if we take all these vaccines, it's not going to, these people are never going to stop unless we take them out of power. Okay. Like, again, how does everyone being vaccinated against a virus not stop it from being transmitted? I mean, it's like even me going through all these facts, it's just exhausting. I'm just exhausted from all these contradictions. And how much more evidence do you need, you know, to know that this is a conspiracy against the public? Here's more from the World Health Organization. If you do not have any respiratory symptoms, you do not need to wear a medical mask. And this was in March of 2020. You know, their story changed completely. At the beginning, it was that you don't need to wear a mask, and now everyone has to wear a mask. And here is Bill Gates. Plot to microchip the world. On one side, they're making fun of people for being anti-vaxxers and peddling bizarre conspiracy theories. And then this is from April 2020 to April 2021. The Pentagon scientists reveal a microchip that senses COVID-19 in your body before you show symptoms. So it confirms that they've been working on the microchip plan. And then a year before, they were making fun of people for saying they're working on a microchip plan. Here is, and again, regarding the masks. This was on the left-hand side, it was in 2020. Someone wanted to send their child to school with a mask, and then 100 people chimed in and said, yeah, it's stupid to wear a mask. No one should wear a mask. Why would you wear a mask? What's the point of it? And a year later, there's signs all over the place. You have to get the mask. You have to wear the mask. We don't care what you think. You're insane if you think wearing a mask isn't a good idea. It's a radical change in public opinion. I've never seen anything like it. And again, I think the people who change their mind are in a whirlpool of bullshit and don't know it. You're spinning around. You're going with the tide and with the current, and so you lose track of dry land, and think it's always been the same. Or is in 1984 terminology, Eurasia has always been at war with East Asia. Or in the case of the masks, I've always been pro-mask. When a year ago, they were like, masks are insane. You know, that's, I guess, the power of mass media. And again, with the plandemic, they were calling it the Crimson Contagion 2019 functional exercise. They were, you know, already in 2019 planning for a pandemic, like we've seen from so many other points of evidence. And in India, they've been handing out vaccines for the entire year, or for the past since let's say October, they started distributing the vaccines. And new cases and deaths are tracking right along with the amount of vaccines they've handed out. So according to the data that we have through April 15th, 2021, vaccines appear to be statistically correlated with increased deaths in India. It's a big list of information that someone doesn't want you to remember, how the story has changed at every single step along the way, how people like Rothschilds, Fauci, Bill Gates, the government have been developing chips, bioweapons for decades now. And we're not supposed to remember that or link any of these things up. And it's even already started to be reported that they're talking openly now about putting chips in us to combat the vaccine. And they want us to forget that even a year ago, we were being mocked outright for saying that was their intent. Yeah. Indeed, the struggle of freedom versus tyranny is the struggle of memory versus forgetting.